This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Congress all over the Pentagon on the president's reluctance to give Ukraine F-16s. That's part of the conversation eking out of Washington, seeping out of Florida. Another train wreck, a derailment. This time we're talking about propane outside of Sarasota, Florida. So what's happened as far as the cleanup there and the concern? Just a little slice of life of what's happening here in these United States. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be the skipper of this show. So let's talk about that derailment right on the heels of what happened in, of course, Ohio, and so much concern about the train crash there that has led to people coughing and not being able to drink the water and concern over what the future holds. So any kind of a train wreck is going to get massive attention, as it would anyway normally. But this was a train that derailed on Tuesday with 30,000 gallons of propane. And right away, first responders, of course, scrambling to get there. And they compared it to kind of the people that were on the scene right away, a minefield. You had six train cars that fell off the tracks. The Seminole Gulf Railway train is what it was. It was going through Sarasota County. Just boom, just slid right off the tracks. The good news is no leaks were detected because they thought immediately they were seeing seepage. But apparently, the very, very latest that I heard is that hasn't happened. The concern, of course, is that propane, highly flammable, and especially in an area where there's a pretty big population. But it is tricky. You know, it is tricky as to how do they take these cars and pull them upright and not have something triggered, not have something go off. That's why I think the description of a minefield, because the cars are on their side. It's like, you know, when you're racing the trains underneath the Christmas tree and they just kind of, a bunch of them kind of collapse to the side. They just sort of fall over. It's exactly like that. And the train was in motion when it happened. So it wasn't really kind of a tip over thing. They dug in and the tracks are pulled up and torn up, but the fact that it stayed intact during that partial derailment and didn't have any signs of immediate leakage is very, very good. Of course, they have to be on guard for that as they monitor what they're going to do here and figure out how in the heck do we flip these over, make these cars upright, and clear these tracks. Because there's so much potential of what could go wrong here, and that's the real potential, is when they offload the product. It's different in Ohio because, boom, it hit and everything just came out. And here it's intact, but it's really, really scary as to what can they do. You get the hazmat teams. It's all lit up now at night and overnight, but hazmat teams that are monitoring the tanker from above using drones. I mean, there's another use of drones. And on the ground with thermal imaging technology because of not wanting to be on top of this as they try to figure it all out, other than checking things right away. You got a bunch of commercial buildings. I was just over in that direction. It's funny because it's right in the area where I was. The area is very commercial. There's lots of commercial buildings. There would have to be hundreds of people that would work there. So they just evacuated the buildings and are keeping them out for as long as this whole thing takes, because you're talking about 700 feet, right? You're talking about 700 feet even from a homeless encampment and then these other commercial parks too. So unclear as to what caused it to happen, but this is just weeks after the toxic chemicals derailed in East Palestine, in Palestine, Ohio, on February 3rd, worrying the people there about the long-term health effects from the toxins. And again, you can imagine how flammable that could be. So pretty scary moments there in Sarasota. I don't think this would be a surprise to the people in Chicago who are so frustrated with the mayor there, Lori Lightfoot, especially through the pandemic, some of what happened. But she lost her reelection bid, and instead there's going to be a runoff. So who's going to be the next mayor of Chicago? Because voters on Tuesday said no thank you to the incumbent getting a second term. And, this is our third largest city. But there were so many things that happened during her administration. There was an increase in crime. There was a lot of contentiousness, not that there isn't in Chicago politics, but it was a bitter, 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 bitter election in Chicago. And now, like I said, instead, it's going to be some kind of a runoff instead. And we'll see what happens there, because in that city, public safety is huge, is a huge, huge issue. And then what happened after the pandemic, the economic fallout, and then again that led to more spike in crimes in Chicago, really has had its hands full with that. It's a different city to me than it was the last time that I was there. It just, of all the places that I've been, it just seems like it has not weathered itself very well in the last couple of years. So not surprising to me that there is a changing of the guard there. Also at the top, because now you're so used to me telling you about Mother Nature and what's happening on the forecast front. There's snow. I just talked to some people in California, and they're still complaining about the cold temperatures. Now, there's 23 million people that are listening to this where you're getting hammered by it. In the Northeast, you have snow in portions of New York and New England because they haven't seen a lot of snow there. You have blizzard warnings in the Sierras. So you still have that. In Southern California, you still have a lot of communities that were hit with snow-covered roads that were just even too dangerous to navigate. They're not necessarily used to that. And at least in New York City itself, if we went back east again, they don't have any winter weather alerts, but they had their biggest snow event of a snowless season. I mean, in Central Park, they had almost 2 inches of snow by 7 in the morning on Tuesday. But it's so odd because winter there, just 2.5 inches total. Normally, much more snow would happen in that area. But Hartford, all of you have school closings, had to deal with all of that. And in Rhode Island, same thing. It was a tough commute for places there on Tuesday. And, then you got that freezing thing that's happening, so you got the power to deal with too, and you have businesses mainly in Michigan still, and in California, some of them businesses and some other areas without power. 200,000 or so people are still waiting for that to come back on. Coming up, what else is shaking across the land from east to west? We got it.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Mega Millions this time around, because now people are asking about the lottery since we had some big lotteries the last couple of weeks, is up to $145 million. And somebody said to me today, only $145 million. I know, wouldn't it be a shame if you only won $145 million in the lottery, and then of course they had to take the chunk out for taxes, and then it would be whittled down to, I don't know how much it would be, $73 million in the payout. I think that would be doable, be livable. Of course, it's nothing like the megawatt stars from, let's say, the series Friends, who, with residuals, get $20 million a year and made way more than that. But in normal life, $73 million is a lot of money. I don't think anybody claimed the prize, so that means that you've got probably a rollover there. It hasn't been announced, but I saw that there was like a line through it, so usually that's what it means. I just checked before I jumped on the air because I had a couple people send me things in the mailbag about lotteries and the odds of winning the jackpot, and the odds are, of course, insane, off the charts. But you know what? Somebody has to win. I was talking to my neighbor Bill today, and just briefly when I went to the mailbox, and we had a conversation about the lottery, and he said when the lottery first came to Florida, he played, and he wasn't a big lottery player. It was just a big thing when it came here. He plunked down like a dollar, and he won $8,000. So, you know, that's still pretty good. $8,000 for $1, and then they take out what they take out, and it was, you know, $5,500 that he got. That's pretty good. So somebody has to win, right? Maybe it's you. I don't know. And if you had 14, 16, 40, 52, 59, and the Mega Ball 13, then you're a winner. Don't tell anyone. Just keep it to yourself and call the lottery. And if you're in a state listening to me where you don't have to let people know, I think you probably won't let them know. When they force you to do it, it's a different thing, because some of them make you go public. How they determine that, I have no idea. But others, you do not have to do that. All right, from east to west, what is happening? Of course, the weather, which I mentioned, the freaky snow that to parts of California, like in San Bernardino. I know people are listening to us there where you normally don't see that. Very, very strange stuff. And then some of the icy situations, and of course always about the power, which I mentioned already. When the power goes out, then the panic sets in. That's what I like to say. And then you call and call and call, and either you get a busy signal or you find out that, well, sometime, and crews are out, and sometime in the next 24 hours, power is expected to be returned. So there's conversation about, naturally, the 2024 election. I mentioned already the Chicago mayor, for the first time in 40 years, by the way, Lori Lightfoot not being reelected. That's the first time in 40 years in that city that the incumbent did not win. What's going to happen presidential wise on the Republican side? Are more people going to declare? There's lots of rumors about certain people probably wanting to run, but there's a new poll out. You know, some people talking about what are the odds that Donald Trump really stays relevant as more contenders perhaps throw their name into the ring for contention. But four new polls show the former president has gotten a boost in Republican support. One survey has him hitting 50% support in a much more crowded GOP field. So you could say that he's found his footing in the last month, and that's why some of that has shot up. He made a couple of stops in a couple of different areas in Ohio, East Palestine. He was there at the derailment site. And of course, he was ahead of President Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. And, you know, as much as people were saying, well, that's safety, and there were safety rails, so to speak, that were let down during his administration, he was there before the current administration, and that gave him a little bit of a boost, I think, in some of these polls. So in this new Emerson poll, Trump had a 30-point lead against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. That was up from 26%. And all those little points matter. 72% support among Republicans with a high school degree or less. The poll also found him leading Biden 46% to 42%. And that's pretty significant, because that lead is bigger than it's been in the past. So he is, to me, the clear front runner right now, with a committed base of at least one quarter of the GOP electorate, for sure. And then you've got Nikki Haley, who is out there all over the place in some of the key states, but DeSantis is still ahead of her. So this is fascinating to watch and to really, I think, look at all the different polls. I mean, you could push some polls aside and you can say, well, it's still so early. But I say this all the time on this show. Why do people pay big bucks for polling? Why do pollsters make so much crazy amount of money? Because they're forecasting. They're looking into the future, into the crystal ball, and getting some key information and demographics and areas that where things are working, seeing what's happening that's working. And if you're trying to get somebody elected or reelected or elected again, whatever the scenario, that's huge, because you really dig into those numbers to get a better sense of what could be happening. Sometimes the polls are way off, but a lot of times it's, you know, it's not. So that's a very, very, very big bounce for President Trump in that effort to come back again and get 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And who knows who throws in, how many other Republicans come forward and decide that they're going to be part of this process. And we don't know if there's some outsider, which initially, remember, Trump was, that all of a sudden he gained some steam and momentum the first time he was elected. So You know, maybe somebody else gained some footing that we're not even thinking about at this point. And Biden hasn't even officially declared, but pretty much is saying yes to that. In fact, his wife was quoted as saying, you know, that he's running again. But nobody else has said anything from the Democratic Party, even though there are some on his side of the aisle that don't really want him to run again. It would be highly unusual to have a president not do that. So we know that that's inevitable. And is it going to be a part two? I mean, or is this what we're going to see? It's the two of them squaring off again. And what would that look like? What would a debate look? What would a debate look like, right? Because we know there's going to be a couple Republican debates. They're already being scheduled. And you know, you look at where we are in the calendar. We're into March. We've bounced into March, and time flies, as we all know, sometimes too quickly. And before you even can think about it, we'll be talking about what's happening, what are the issues, has something changed that we didn't really forecast that's going to make a difference in the election. All right, something that scares me, and whether you're living somewhere in middle America, in the South, the West, the East, you know, wherever, any state, I think, in this great country, this is scary to me. When you look at our enemies, and I'm sorry, Iran is clearly one of them in the top five, they're 12 days away from being able to make a serious nuke. They can make fissile material, they call it, for a bomb in about 12 days. So they're that much closer. Before, we never believed that they could master the technology to build a bomb. But now there's this scary information from some top people at the U.S. Defense Department saying that it's maybe closer than a year. They've got this down, because they have the material down, and they've made progress in the last couple of years. So, you know, now we're talking about, if they had to put one together, there's a good chance that they could do this, because they have the information, they have the material that they need. So, to me, if you think of all the people who have the so-called, you know, finger on a bomb, this is certainly one of those countries that we would not want to see have that capability. But clearly they do, and clearly there's somebody to watch. Is there top on my list? Probably top on your list as well. Coming up, what are your thoughts? We're hitting the mailbag next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says defense spending cuts should not be part of any negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. McConnell warning his fellow Republicans that threats against the U.S. are real.
The defense budget ought to reflect the nature of the threat. We have not only Russia and Ukraine, which we've generally done in supplementals, but we have the ongoing challenge of meeting China in the future.
House Republicans have said they won't raise the debt limit unless there are cuts to federal spending. President Biden is nominating Deputy Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to become the next Secretary of Labor. If confirmed, Hsu would replace Marty Walsh, who's leaving the administration to work for the NHL Players Association. Wall Street closing lower to end a rough month. All three major indexes posted February declines. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 232 points, the S&P 500 fell 12, the Nasdaq dropped 11. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all your emails. You too can participate. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Send them my way 24/7, whatever's on your mind. Like this one from Aaron. I like this. He said, Kate, I laugh so hard when you call Santos Pinocchio. I'm sure other people have similar nicknames. Ridiculous that any Republicans would embrace him. I don't think they are. But it's one of those things, damned if you do, damned if you don't, need the vote. But this guy is off of his rocker. When it comes to lies, he is absolutely out there. On his own playing field. It's ridiculous and embarrassing for the people who elected him. Shame on the people, like you've said, who didn't vet him. I know it's now an old thing to beat up on Santos, but it seems like really every week there's a list of crazy, insane things this guy says. I would have to think behind closed doors on the Hill, there's conversations about how do we move this guy out? How do we push him into resigning? How do we alienate him? Does that work? When you think about when you're a kid and someone gets alienated on the playground, do they move to a different school? I mean, it's crazy. It's interesting timing, Aaron, for you to say that because, of course, I'm always on the Santos watch like everybody else, and I even have something set up that where you can set up your, you know, Google to alert for certain things because I know that there's always going to be something that happens, and I feel like the clock is ticking. So you had a couple of reps that are in favor of just expulsion for Santos, right? And that's Mark Molinaro and Anthony D'Esposito. Both of them have said, out. How do we do it? Let's make this happen. Molinaro said, look, his dishonesty is so extensive and there's so many investigations, he's eroded his ability to serve. I mean, it's ridiculous. Does he not see that? Does he not care about the damage he's doing to the institutions? Does he not care about his constituents himself? And he says, it's so troubling. There's nothing less that should happen. His dishonesty is fundamentally destructive. I totally agree with him. It is destructive. Does he not care about the people he's serving? You know, it used to be that you would, a politician, even if they felt they were right, if they were completely hammered and ineffective, they would step aside for the greater good. They had no choice because they weren't effective. But that's not happening, right? There he is in the House of Representatives being chased around every day by reporters with questions about some other kooky thing that happened that he lied about, some story he not even exaggerated, just completely off the charts, made up, fabricated, it, whatever. And by now, we know the big ones. But then there's other things that are dripping out. And he doesn't even have an office to go to when he goes back to New York because they refuse to put his name on the door. So it's like, what? And, you know, I wonder, what are the chances this guy somehow gets booted if he doesn't voluntarily go? But I think he won't voluntarily go. I think he is absolutely dug in. And he is a distraction. He's not as much of a distraction, I think, as he was in the beginning, because now it's like the boy who cried wolf. You already know the story, so you don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth, whether it's true or not, which I'm sure there are some things that are true in the vast minefield of everything else that's made up, but I think nobody cares. But he still has that distractive element to him, absolutely. Expulsion, I agree with Molinaro. The way to go is expulsion if they can make that happen, but then that kicks up problems in the middle of all these other things that are going on. All right, so we move from George Pinocchio Santos to this one from Max. Hey, Max. He's a frequent emailer. And Max says, Kate, I know a lot of the conversation has died down about the UFOs, the craziness of the balloons, and there have been some funny cartoons and memes and jokes about the balloons. But I think if I'm in the Defense Department, this has to be high on the list of embarrassments that so much of this was not seen. And there were other balloons that went undetected. And now, out of an insane amount of, I guess, precaution, balloons that are put up by a scouting group, for example, are shot down, which is ridiculous that we would use any of our jets to be up there scrambling for something like that. There's got to be a way to identify some of what is now being seen. Yeah, all of a sudden it's like, scramble the FA-18s, because we see something in the sky. What is it? Got to get up there and knock it down. It has... you know what I would like to hear? I would like to hear, and of course we won't hear this, but I'd like to hear the conversation of the pilots, like when you, at that moment, right? When you see something and you see an object, and that you can you identify? Do you know what it is? Especially with that the speed that they're flying, and then you got to knock it down. Or are you seeing things? You don't know what it is, and you're flying by it. That used to be part of what was reported. Like all of a sudden you'd hear a story about, well, there was something in, there was an unidentified object, and we have training for this, but you know, specifically they have rigorous training in when you're a pilot about what to observe as far as aircraft, not only with your eyes but of course with your sensors. But and they upgrade and upgrade always radar systems. But there are things that often can't be identified in airspace, you know. And what is it? Is it a glitch? Is it something to be concerned about? I mean, that's what pilots would tell you. But it wasn't the balloon situation like we had with the Chinese spy balloon, where it's three buses long, for goodness sake, and it's just clearly going across the United States, you know, taking the weather, a.k.a., looking at our silos and getting as much information as possible. That's a whole different thing. But even with that technology, once they're up there, there are definitely things that that you can't tell for sure what it is. And they're not getting all that attention until after the fact, some of these mysteries, right? The Chinese spy balloons and the three other unknown objects that were research balloons, that's what we believe, right? You know, we get that, but there are things that are up there that get reported, and the UAPs, they call them, right? And the Navy has said, because of what happened with these balloons, that they've had 11 near misses with the UAPs, that they had to have evasive action and mandatory safety reports. And that started back in 2004 up to just a year or so ago, 11 near misses. And then the concern there, of course, is it a safety hazard to commercial airliners? So, and speaking of, hopefully the radar systems just keep getting better. They're as best as they can upgrade everything they can do. Speaking of near misses, that was on the mind of Thomas. Planes that almost hit. Again, we keep having these situations. It's terrifying when you look at the possibilities. Like JetBlue and a Learjet had a near miss in Boston. And this happened on Monday night. One took off without permission. How does that happen? One takes off without permission, and the other one has to evade. So you're on one of those planes, and they're going to investigate. That's what they do. It's a close call, so we have to determine the proximity of the planes and more details on how that happened. But there is alarming concern with safety involving planes. So what we know is the pilot of this Learjet, and that's what Thomas is saying, like what happened at Logan, basically. The pilot of the Learjet took off without the clearance. But you had this JetBlue flight that was preparing to land on an intersection of the runway. And so an air traffic controller instructed the pilot of the Learjet to line up and wait on that runway that intersects with another runway that the JetBlue flight was approaching. And the Learjet pilot read back the instructions clearly, but began a takeoff roll instead. So the pilot of the JetBlue plane had to take evasive action and initiated a climb out as the Learjet crossed the intersection, right? So what happens with the Learjet is they got to go back up again, right? And it landed 15 minutes later. But luckily, I mean, listen, you can't keep going when you see something. So you got to do something different, and that's how they reacted. They had to react, and they reacted, and instead did not land that right away. And it's so odd because we keep hearing about these glitches and these things that are happening across the country. You know, in January we had a near collision at JFK's airport. In December we had a United plane leaving Hawaii that nosedived 800 feet above the Pacific Ocean before it recovered and then safely went on to San Francisco. So I would say that while we have this still safest period in aviation history, boy, you don't want to take that for granted when you hear the stories of the near misses because somebody didn't get the message or didn't understand and started rolling across a runway. And imagine you're on that plane. You're feeling that, of course, when all of a sudden you're pulling back up again. But the JetBlue pilots, they did what they had to do. That was smart. They're not going to just barrel into the runway with the Learjet moving ahead. All right, so once again, you can always send me anything that's on your mind, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So this is my biggest problem. I always have the excuse, I'm too busy, I'm running around, oh my gosh, how do I come up with for my family a nutritious type of meal? And I'm not alone, thank goodness, I guess. 64% of Americans agree that their most significant barrier to cooking a nutritious meal is the prep time. That's our excuse. I am so excited always to talk to her anyway, but chef and TV personality Jamie Gwynn shares those go-tos that we need. Jamie, thanks so much for popping on with us.
I'm so glad to be back. I'm grateful. Thank you, Kate. I hope you're well. And happy March Frozen Food Month, because I'm with you. Even as a professional chef, I will tell you, getting dinner on the table sometimes in my house with a toddler is hard. And it's really interesting because I love that you mentioned, you know, no matter who you are or what your family is like, this is a challenge for so many of us. I love statistics. And according to a recent survey by the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, 73% of parents with a child under the age of 17 living at home say the time between after school and before dinner is the most hectic time in their household. And I feel the same. So if someone else could do the prep, like you talked about, I love when someone else does the peeling and the chopping, right? You
yes.
save the time. And there is so much fabulous food in the frozen food section that so many of us don't know about.
Yeah, so let's talk about, I mean, what's the most important thing when you're sitting around trying to decide what's for dinner?
I think the most important thing that is that the food that goes on the table is real food. And that's what I want everyone to know, is that frozen food is real food it's just frozen. So when you go to plan your meal and you think about, okay, what can I go and grab? You open the freezer and you realize that this flash freezing technology that they use today means that everything is picked at its peak, flash frozen, locks in all the beneficial nutrients. The food stays fresher longer. You get a longer shelf life. You get ultimately less waste, but you get the best value at the market as well. So if you're using Brussels sprouts, they come from my freezer. If I'm using my favorite pierogies or my favorite meatballs or cauliflower gnocchi, and I'll tell you all about my recipes, all of that comes from the freezer. And I think it's a testament to the fact that the frozen food industry has really evolved. It's met the demands of every lifestyle today. If you're plant-based, if you're vegan, if you're organic, if you eat gluten-free, you will find it in the frozen food section.
Oh, so that all of that sounds great. I love that flash freezing technology and the innovation that you just shared with us. So you talked about recipes. Share some of those new recipes to help the people listening with this cost-effective meal planning.
Of course. And thank you. That's exactly the best way to put it. It is cost-effective meal planning. And the dishes are delicious. I'm very proud to put these recipes on my table. My son loves them. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert, I could feed you from my freezer. And you wouldn't have known that I used a shortcut. I used the frozen food aisle, right? So let's start at breakfast, if we could, Kate, because I do love breakfast, especially a leisurely one on the weekends.
Yep.
So I make a big breakfast board, and it could be a board or a platter or a great big tray. It doesn't matter. But if you look at the heat and eat options in the frozen food aisle, you've got pancakes of every flavor and waffles and whole grain and sausage biscuit sandwiches and burritos. I mean, you literally can find it all. And I lay it out on a big board, and I fill in the spaces with fresh fruit, and then I add a homemade touch. I like two different sauces for the sweet lovers and the spicy ones. So I made a creamy chipotle sauce, and I have a homemade berry sauce. I'm in a TV studio this morning, so I wish you were here because I could feed you. But this is the best way to put this beautiful breakfast board out and let everybody just dig in. And I sit down with another cup of coffee. So, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, right?
Right.
Then if you want to move on to lunch, this is my go-to, my most recent addiction. So if I haven't mentioned, by the way, in the frozen food section, not only do you have everything prepped and chopped, not only can you fit every lifestyle, but there's so much ethnic influence today. And I have a constant craving for Asian food. If you love Indian food and you're not going to make that recipe with 37 ingredients, I bet you'll find it in the frozen food section, and you can curb your Indian food craving. But I make an orange chicken lettuce wrap, Kate, that is everything I love, right? It's orange chicken in a lettuce wrap. How bad could it be? It's so delicious. And then a homemade sauce to go on top, fresh scallions from my produce drawer. So we add in a fresh flavor there. And they're really delicious. And then go-tos for dinner, those pierogies that I mentioned to you, I do a one-pan dish with them, with caramelized onions, Brussels sprouts, and all of it in the oven, one pan to clean up. It's really hearty. Everybody loves it. It's super delicious. It's a great crowd pleaser. And then I was feeling Mediterranean inspired, so I took my favorite cauliflower gnocchi, and I added turkey meatballs and this creamy tomato sauce, and it is a protein-packed weeknight wonder. And the leftovers are brilliant the next day, and some fresh basil to finish it. I mean, really delicious. Oh, and then Kate, do you have a sweet tooth like me?
I do.
Okay, me too. So here's the thing. This is like the best spring dessert. I call it a blueberry trifle. You can make it in a glass. You can make it in a mason jar. But you make a homemade berry compote using frozen berries. And then you take frozen pie dough and you bake it and break it up into pieces. It gets like a cinnamon sugar topping to it. And then you've got this crunchy texture of the pie dough, and you've got the blueberry compote. coat, and you've got Cool Whip for the creaminess, and it's a make ahead, so it only gets better as it sits in the fridge. You pull it out when you're ready for dessert. And by the way, and you can tell everyone because I have no shame and no guilt, the next morning it is the best breakfast.
Ooh, I love it. That's on my list right now.
Okay, good. So, I mean, that'll take you all through the day embracing the frozen food aisle. And I really believe there's something for everyone. I mean, we know that it's a grand aisle in the supermarket. The deals are especially good in March for March Frozen Food Month. And now's the time to explore. It makes the day easier. For me, it does. And for so many.
Yeah, boy, I agree. I've been scribbling down a whole bunch of notes. I'm definitely going to take you up on some of the things that you mentioned. And you're right, because of the innovation, the technology, the opportunity, the I'm an Asian food lover. Yes. There's no excuse whatsoever. And then if that's not enough, listeners can go to learn more, of course, and they have a chance to win 10,000 in prizes. Where do we go, Jamie, for that?
Of course, you go to easyhomemeals.com, easyhomemeals.com. My recipes, everything I mentioned to you, are posted there now. And yes, we celebrate March in big style for March Frozen Food Month, $10,000 worth of prizes to reap the benefits of. So I'll meet you in the frozen food aisle. How's that?
That sounds good. Jamie, always a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate, so much. Have a good day.
You too.
A couple of parting numbers here that have nothing to do with what Jamie was just talking about, although great suggestions on frozen food. Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for the show, and I were talking off the air about food. I mean, that's the thing. Why are we eating? What's for dinner? How do we, time is the thing, and knowing how to cook it, and her options, I think, are super, super good. For me, like, the hubs is like, when you go to the store, get burritos. Get frozen burritos. Because then that's what he does. He'll fling a frozen burrito into the microwave and then put some things around it and eat that when he has to for a meal. All right, one thing's for sure, I would hate for this to happen. I saw this thing about recalls, auto recall, Nissan, 700,000 SUVs. Check this out. You could be driving and suddenly it could stop. You could be driving your Nissan Rogue or Rogue Sport and tooling along, and then all of a sudden it stops. It has to do with the key fob, and it happens while the key is in the ignition, so that it can accidentally be turned off if the key is even touched a little bit or bumped. So they're talking about owners with a key like that need to get to a dealership sooner rather than later. I can just see that right in the middle of the freeway. Whoops, what happened there? Oh, that would be more than dangerous. So if you do drive one of those SUVs, whatever you do, make sure that you take it into the dealer. Music means that we got to get off this stage quickly. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour. Once again, it's 2023 and we are into March. Hard to believe. Really make it count.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.